FDA destroys U.S. vape industry, except big tobacco. A vape education. The Aegis Alliance. A potential more than 40,000 to 50,000 small business locations will be forced to permanently close and go out of business, along with an estimated more than 150,000 to 200,000 people potentially losing their jobs. The FDA recently denied the pre-market tobacco applications, PMTA, of over 1 million vape products that are not connected to big tobacco. But the FDA approved or needs more time for applications of vape products connected to big tobacco. The FDA has also approved the applications of a few kinds of cigarettes since 2019. Big tobacco is making its move to control the U.S. vape industry, no more buying 100 milliliters or 120 milliliters bottles of e-liquid. Big tobacco wants there to only be disposables and pods, half the e-liquid for double the price. Disposables and pods that cause pollution from people littering them. Disposables and pods that the entire so-called youth vaping epidemic was blamed on, to begin with, are the vapor devices the FDA and Big Tobacco want to keep legal. The United Kingdom views the way the United States handles vaping as bizarre. Nicotine vaping is an approved effective medical tool in the UK to help smokers quit cigarettes. Health Ministry officials in the UK urge doctors to recommend to their smoker patients that they switch to vaping. The US and UK are opposites when it comes to nicotine vaping. As we said previously, nicotine vaping is treated as a medical tool in the UK, but in the US it's demonized due to bogus and biased studies funded by cigarette companies and the pharmaceutical industry, along with billionaires such as Mike Bloomberg. Because of this, it's preventing millions of cigarette smokers from making the switch to nicotine vaping and saving their lungs. There are smokers who made the switch to vaping like myself that got their lungs tested a while after making the switch, and they had the lungs of a non-smoker. I managed to score an 8.5 out of 10 on the lung capacity test. I'd never be able to do that while smoking cigarettes. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. The FDA bans over 1 million vape products, American Vaping Association. We spoke with AVA board president Gregory Connolly, who told us the number of banned vape products is now at approximately 1.2 million. How the British approach to vaping puts the US to shame, FilterMag. Your vape isn't leaching toxic metals. According to scientists who debunked and retracted the false study, a user would need to vape 100 milliliters of e-liquid in one day just to reach the daily legal intake limit of breathing in toxic metals. That's a lot of e-liquid. Nobody is vaping anywhere near 100 milliliters a day, let alone 30 or 35 milliliters. The scientists stated that people should be more concerned with pollution in the air they breathe. Vapor. Does vaping cause popcorn lung? Short answer. No. Cancer Research UK. What are the benefits of switching from smoking to vaping? Cancer Research UK. Vaping is far less harmful than smoking. Vape shops open in two UK hospitals to help smokers kick the habit, The Guardian. Mental health facilities in the UK offer vape kits to smoker patients, NIHR. AC. UK. Smokers attending hospital emergency departments will be given e-cigarette starter packs in a new study funded by the NIHR, BBC. The Bay Area, California's vape flavor ban resulted in teen cigarette smoking rates doubling, Yale. EDU multiple studies show that vape flavor bans cause an increase in adult and teen cigarette use, CSP Daily News. Nicotine vape bans not only drastically increase cigarette smoking rates, but also create a vape black market with people producing and selling bootleg e-liquid or importing vape products from other states to sell on the black market streets like drug dealers. Vape illness was caused by bootleg black market THC oils that have vitamin E acetate oil in them, not regular nicotine e-liquid, according to the CDC. Meanwhile, the UK and other countries never had a vape illness problem, NPR. Nicotine is able to improve symptoms of depression and reduce anxiety. Nicotine only makes depression and anxiety worse when a user stops using it and is experiencing withdrawals. There are anti-vaping campaigns that are trying to say, vaping, nicotine causes depression and anxiety. This is misleading and misinformation. Ask yourself, is it only the nicotine from vaping? What about the nicotine from cigarettes? NIH. Gov study. Billionaire Mike Bloomberg puts a lot of money into anti-vaping campaigns, even in other countries. Vaping daily. The lungs absorb substantially less nicotine from vaping than from smoking cigarettes. Vapor doesn't lacerate the lungs as combustible cigarette smoke does. Nature.com. Is vaping environmentally friendly? Well, we've got good news. Practically everything used for vaping is recyclable. Minus the cotton, but that's biodegradable. Here is an excellent guide on the proper way to recycle vape products, mindseteco.co. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.